Hey, it's Marilyn, and I'm talking today with Rodney McKenzie, Chairman of the Gawler Suicide Prevention Group. Hello, Rodney. Welcome to GBA.
Hi, Marilyn.
It's a grim thing, isn't it, this suicide?
It's something that affects everyone, and it is a really sad part of society.
Do you think that's why people don't like talking about it?
I think people are embarrassed, and they just don't feel like opening up their feelings, and for some people it's a very deep and disastrous feeling.
Yeah. It's certainly a most worthwhile organisation to give your time to. How did you become involved?
Well, I guess I had a mother who went through a number of what was called back in those days nervous breakdowns, and so I was really aware of it. But I became particularly aware of it when a friend of mine's shared with me how he had real fears because his father had committed suicide and he was scared he was going to go the same way.
Was there anything you could do to help him, or does this fear, it's a little bit irrational, isn't it?
I think it was completely irrational in his case because I don't believe there was anything that was indicators that he would go that way, but
yeah.
He still had the fear. The fear for him was real, and I guess I just encouraged him to talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to me. What kind of strategies are being used by the group to prevent suicide in Gawler?
I guess we just encourage people to bring it out into the open, to talk about their experiences, to talk about their fears that they have, to talk about the whole issue of suicide, because for a lot of people it's something that's swept in under the carpet,
mm-hmm.
and it is a really difficult area for some people to talk about.
Yeah.
And so just simply raising the awareness and encouraging others to talk is the most important thing, I think.
Who can prevent suicide? Like, how do you react to a suicidal person?
I guess our group is not a support group, so we don't pretend
mm-hmm.
to be able to come alongside. But I guess we are encouraging relevant people to do training if they feel it is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're looking as a committee to do that training ourselves and to raise our awareness of what to do so that we can help others raise their awareness of what to do.
What sort of training is available?
There's quite a bit of training available, and of course the questions highlights I should have brought a piece of paper off my fridge. But yeah, there is training that's being conducted
uh-huh.
here in Gawler.
Oh, right, that's wonderful. You don't have to travel to Adelaide
no,
for it then.
No,
that's great.
There's some training being run by a group based in Elizabeth, and they're going to conduct it at the rec centre.
Mm.
And they're calling it a half-day training, which scared me a little bit because I work
yes.
part-time, but it's actually from 5 till 8:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
So it is training that people could get to and complement what they're doing. So that's training to encouraging people to talk.
Yes, so will that be advertised through the Bunyip or what? In other
I don't think that one will.
No.
But we're exploring options of training through another group, and
mm-hmm.
we're hoping to bring that group to Gawler and to conduct training here, and we will definitely be advertising that because we're wanting to get as many members of the community involved. I guess we've already been involved with local football clubs who
mm-hmm.
have been seriously affected by suicides,
mm.
and so we had a day earlier this year, it is too, where the football community took on this project of talking about suicide because they have been so seriously affected. I think one of the football clubs in the area has had 2 people commit suicide,
mm.
another one's had 1, and they would be football age people.
Yeah,
so
that's really sad.
So I mean, it's sad if anyone
yes.
goes through suicide, but it is particularly sad when
mm.
it's a young person.
Yes, this is not just somebody who's old and sick. and wants to die. It's young people who've got their whole lives ahead of them. Rodney, what are some of the problems that hold you back from achieving your goals?
I guess the biggest factor tends to be people's hesitancy to talk about it. And so I guess we're continually chipping away, trying to do things. We've got the fair coming up on Saturday, which is the Rotary Fair, and we'll have a booth there. And I guess it's just a matter of trying to get people to talk about it, trying to get people to seek help, trying to encourage the support people of someone who's likely to suicide. And I know we definitely need to work with the support people, because they are more likely to come to us or look, read articles in the Bunyip or things like that.
So it's not so much a money problem, it's more a problem of getting the idea across.
We are very fortunate in the fact that we have groups who are supporting us, and so we've had the Gawler Central Shopping Centre management who put on a barbecue, or supplied all the ingredients for a barbecue about a month ago, and that was really good. The Zion Quilters Group also supported us, and I guess we're looking at encouraging groups to support us, but I think it's probably more important that we use that money wisely to get the information out and to talk to people.
Where and how often do you meet?
We meet every month on the second Monday of the month, I hope. But anyway, we meet every month at the Gawler Rec Centre, and the meeting generally goes from 6 p.m. through till 7:30 p.m. And we've initially, it used to be in the afternoon, which excluded a lot of people, so now we've tried to make it at a more agreeable time to as many people as possible, as much as there's no such thing as a perfect time. So we meet every month, but not December or January, and we decided that December and January was just too busy for too many people, too hard. And so we will have 10 meetings a year, and we'll have guest speakers, and as well as having building up resources that we can share with others.
Is it true, I don't know whether you know this or not, but is it true that Christmas time is a time when people suicide?
Well, Christmas time can be a very emotional time for a lot of people. It's a time where people who have swept emotions under the carpet suddenly are faced with it. It's a time when a lot of people are spending time with family. So if you don't have a family that you can communicate with, then it is a really difficult time. So I would tend to agree that Christmas time is a time where people are strained emotionally.
The community house here has a Christmas lunch on Christmas Day for people who are lonely.
Yes, I mean, that would be really handy. I think that for a lot of people, it's the darkness of night where a lot of the negative feelings tend to be entertained the most. And I was looking at one brochure from a group in Elizabeth, and they are nicely 9 to 5 Monday to Friday and not open on weekends or night times. And I sort of thought, well, I hope their goal isn't supporting people, because those I don't know the facts exactly, but I would tend to think that not many people would be committing suicide during
business hours to make it convenient for everyone. I was going to say that you're part of a statewide network. Do you meet often with other groups?
Yes, we had a meeting on the last Friday of the last school holidays, which was a network of network meeting, and that meeting was run by the chief psychiatrist, who is a government employee, And that meeting had people from Port Augusta was the furthest north, and Mount Gambier was the furthest south, and so that was good. They also have network meetings for regions, and I'm conscious that some of our members went up to the one at Clare earlier, either earlier this year or late last year, and then I think the next one of those is going to be probably around the Elizabeth area. But there is a national one as well, and we're hoping to get encourage funding to have at least two members go to that, if possible.
Right. Yes.
And
yeah.
They tell me that that is a really valuable time as well, as far as measuring what we do against other groups, but also gaining ideas for what we can do or how we can do things better.
Well, thank you, Rodney, for that, for your commitment to the group, and thank you to the group as a whole for what they are doing to prevent suicide in the Gawler community.
Thank you.